A very long stretch on the Senate floor for a lawmaker taking aim at Trump administration policies.
Is it okay for mass federal agents to arrest people off the street because of their skin color or their accent? No way.
CBS's Torian Small.
Jeff Merkley, the Oregon Democrat who has been pretty much going on a tear since about 6:30 last night, protesting the Trump administration and also the fact that he hasn't been open to negotiating with Democrats when it comes to reopening the government. He's also pushing back on Trump's outsized response from ICE in Portland, Oregon, and also the measure to send in the National Guards there.
It's day 22 of the government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian takes us to a food pantry in the nation's capital that's catering to furloughed workers.
Where there's a need, we feed.
Pastor Oliver Carter helps run the food pantry and understands their plight.
My wife works for the federal government right now.
And she's furloughed.
And she's furloughed. And we got a check last week, a half a check, and this week is no check coming. So we should be in line too. But it's really great that we can help other people while we need help.
A court appearance is set for today in L.A. for a man who was arrested after allegedly ramming his car into law enforcement vehicles. He and a federal marshal were wounded by gunfire from ICE agents. Overseas, Vice President Vance met today in Israel with Prime Minister Netanyahu about the Gaza ceasefire.
As the president said, there will be torments along the way. It will be difficult, but I feel very optimistic.
Here at home, CBS's Peter King tells us SpaceX has shattered a record.
The record breaker is flown from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California.
And liftoff. Go SpaceX, go Starlink, go Falcon.
This morning, Starlink Internet satellite launch was number 133 for the Falcon 9 this year from California and Florida. Last year, the SpaceX rocket's 132nd launch didn't come until New Year's Eve.
Correspondent Michael Wallace has more on what Gen Z wants to see online and on TV.
The annual Teens and Screen Survey by UCLA Center for Scholars and Storytellers finds today's young people, ages 10 to 24, prefer animation over live content. Almost half say there's too much sex on TV and in movies. 60% say they want to see romantic relationships depicted as more about friendship between a couple than sex. They're also tired of content about toxic relationships and love triangles.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 93 points. NASDAQ is down 88. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 17-year-old from Racine faces felony charges after recklessly firing a gun near a community center last week. Satavian Harrington is accused of chasing someone involved in a separate shooting. Three teens were shot last Thursday outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center. No arrests have been made related to that shooting. The man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a hearing next week. Police say Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails, causing the judge to fear for her safety. He faces up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. A large barn near the Kenosha Airport was destroyed by a fire yesterday, with thick black smoke seen for miles. No people or animals were harmed. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The Live Lead Safe program helps people in older Kenosha and Racine homes pay up to 85% for removing dangerous lead paint. Each county has more on their health department's website. The program targets families with young children and pregnant women. Festival Foods, with stores in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha, is now owned by a St. Louis-based company. The store's name, employees, and community efforts will remain unchanged despite the ownership shift. And Racine Unified has approved a 2-year pilot program introducing VR at Horlick. They'll spend about $200,000 on devices that serve as laptops and immersive learning tools. You can read more about that effort online at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. What makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Currently 46 degrees.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
WRJN. Davy Jones singing lead for the Monkees on that one. And he's from Manchester, England. These guys from Chicago, Illinois. The Shy Lights with afros out past their shoulders, I think. WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Love.
easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy.
It's WRJN. There's a lot to talk about with Sunday's Packer game, and I'm talking specifically about the fact that Aaron Rodgers has taken on his old team, the Packers. Has he done that since he left? I'm not sure. But you can hear the game Sunday, kickoff at 7:25, pregame at 5 o'clock. Like I said, lots to talk about. And it's sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Royal Construction LLC, Papa John's, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Vessel Services, Jeff Costanzo LLC Home Improvement, Anton Painting. All of those combining to bring you the Packer game Sunday night. Again, 7:25 kickoff. You can hear the whole shebang here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Gospel beat sits up.
gospel group. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. What it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there. Cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A large barn went up in flames yesterday morning near the Kenosha Airport. Thick black smoke was seen for miles, and it was coming from 60th Street west of Highway H. Fire crews from Summers, Kenosha, and nearby towns rushed to contain the fire, which did destroy that barn completely. No people or animals were inside, and no injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause. The man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a preliminary hearing next week. Investigators say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails between August and October, causing the judge to fear for her safety. If convicted, he faces up to 3.5 years in prison. He's been ordered to avoid contact with the judge. A Racine woman working in Kenosha is facing serious charges after police say she stole almost $600,000 from her employer. Prosecutors claim 45-year-old Sarah Benson set up fake vendors to bill the property management company for work that never happened. They say she deposited money into her own account. The company was alerted by Benson's bank, which had questions about the suspicious payments. A 2-year pilot program bringing virtual reality to Horlick High School has been approved by Racine Unified's board. The district is spending about $200,000 on devices that double as laptops and immersive learning tools. You can go deeper on that story and see pictures of what that system looks like online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs to the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Right now, it's 48.
left me, and the sidewalk seems so lonely now.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the library used to pass by every day.
WRJN. When I met up with Terry Kirkman of the Association, I asked him about the song Wendy, and he remembers the band just wasn't too sure about the song. Terry said this to his manager about Wendy.
I don't even know if I like it. You know, I don't know if I like it for us, but it's so infectious. So what do you think if they release it? It's so infectious. If they release it, I bet number one in 6 weeks. And right on the button, bam, there it was, you know.
Yeah, number one song for the Association. They weren't even sure if they liked it or not when they were done recording it. Some things just work out, you know. The Association on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We have taken Stuart J. Waddles off the air on WRJN in the afternoon. Let me be quick to add that part. Stuart's still with us, and we love the man to death, but we're giving him a little break from being doing the news on WRJN in the afternoon, and instead you'll hear a really nice voice and a very competent, accomplished journalist, Connie Feldman, delivering news for you in the afternoon. Stuart J. Waddles, still on in the morning. Connie Feldman in the afternoon, handling news chores on WRJN.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Sweet.
does this song qualify as a Halloween song? There's a bad moon rising, bad mojo.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight unless you're bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight, well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. and WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan, marathon man in the U.S. Senate. CBS's Allison Keyes has more on the prolonged attack on the Trump White House.
Senator Jeff Merkley, an Oregon Democrat, started speaking last night in a marathon attack on the president's mass deportations, canceled federal programs, and efforts to send the National Guard into U.S. cities.
This is an incredible threat to our nation, to the entire vision of our Constitution.
It's day 22 of the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson chides Democrats.